Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, the Florida Gators are on top of the college baseball world. The Gators scored two runs early, went on to defeat LSU Tigers 6-1 in the second and final game of the 2017 College World Series.
It's kind of a boring game. Got exciting late, you know.
Yeah.
LSU tried to rally, but congratulations. That's the first ever College World Series championship.
I know, you got to love that.
For Florida, though, on so many attempts to get here. So well-deserved, well-earned.
Mm-hmm.
And man,
first.
Great fans. What fans, amazing fans we had this year. So you were heartbroken for LSU fans because they were everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's hard. So I went down to the game last night, and it's hard to think. I'm like, we could have a whole nother night of this.
Yeah.
A whole nother night.
Getting to open their Christmas presents the night before.
You're like, let's just wait a day.
Yeah, and
you
then,
know what, Florida, you guys can win this. Let's just do it tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, the score reflects a bad game, but it was all in the last inning that, all that last couple innings, all that stuff happening because, you know, different, you know, just giving up, you know, bases to try to get some outs.
So that's the 11th College World Series appearance by Florida.
Okay.
And their first ever national title. So,
dang.
Which that is unbelievable. So, tonight, I mean, obviously, there's not going to be any baseball. It's going to be kind of probably a good thing, the stormy weather. Last night, we really dodged the stuff. There was like some damage assessment underway.
Really?
The severe, out in central Nebraska. They say 100 mile an hour winds out in like Custer County. Lots of destruction. Also, trees toppled in Lincoln County. No storm-related injuries were reported, but it was just, it was pretty crazy out there on the plains. Mm-hmm. But for College World Series, another huge crowd for TD Ameritrade Park this year. The game two of the championship series last night broke an attendance record from 2015. 357,000 fans attended the games this year. 357,646 fans walked through the gates and enjoyed the baseball down at TD Ameritrade here in 2017. Good. This comes after the tournament saw decreases in fan attendance in the ballpark last year. So this is getting it ratcheted back up.
It was the beauty of eight really solid teams with big fan following. ESPN said the ratings have been up since some of the biggest ones in years.
Oh, I figured so.
For people watching it on TV, it'll come down to it. I guarantee that this has been the best College World Series since it's been at TD Ameritrade.
Yeah, all those heavy hitters in there.
It was a good lineup. Yeah. But the Greater Omaha Chamber of Commerce is saying last year College World Series had a $70 million economic impact on Omaha, but this year we might reach $100 million.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah. So it all depends once they start counting those dollars and cents what we end up getting. FBI believes the notorious AK-47 bandit is behind bars. Last Monday, a Kansas State trooper pulled over the 39-year-old suspect. Investigators say that he ended up shooting the trooper with an assault rifle during a high-speed chase. Sheriff's deputies went into Nebraska. They arrested him.
Agencies what happened to the trooper that got shot?
I believe he's going to survive, but I don't have the details on that. Agencies now suspect that the suspect may be responsible for 5 bank robberies, including one in Nebraska City.
And all were with an AK-47?
Yeah,
That's why he's the AK-47 bandit. Yeah. Very creative name.
I know, but I also, doesn't that seem a little over the top to hold up a bank with an AK-47? It seems like a lot of firepower.
I feel like if I was going to rob a bank, it's a good place to start.
Yeah, it's bigger than
an AK-47. Ooh. So if you're looking for creative places to barbecue and let off your fireworks this 4th of July, look no further than the Nebraska State Parks. So I guess Two Rivers, Fremont Lakes, Memphis, Branched Oaks, State Recreational Areas, they're all going to have locations that will direct you to spots where you can set off fireworks and grill. They're only allowing fireworks legally sold in Nebraska, but I mean, that's probably the majority of the fireworks people are going to be having. But just a heads up, especially as we get rolling into the holiday weekend, you know, with 4th of July on a Tuesday, a lot of people are just going ahead and saying, you know what, let's just go ahead and make Monday the 3rd a part of things. But it all gets kicked off this Friday with the Bank of the West Celebrates America free concert in the park. It's Cool and the Gang. Park opens at 5 a.m. on Friday for people to lay down blankets and get their spot, but the action gets started. 6 o'clock is when the opening band, but Cool and the Gang will take the stage about 8:45 this Friday with fireworks at 10 o'clock.
I'm guessing the best way, if you get down there late, is just to Uber the thing, right? I mean, where are you going to find parking anymore?
Yeah, I mean, and they close off the roads.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's all, so I mean, there's only so close you can get to the park if you're not there by a certain point. And then a lot of the streets end up being one way away from the park. So it's like it totally, if you live over there, it completely screws up getting home or working around. So just make a plan. I mean, if you are planning on going, it does require a little bit of like, okay, what are we going to do? I guess you could take an Uber and have them drop you off on Dodge Street and take the pedestrian bridge over.
That's what I kind of figured. But yeah.
So Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse speaking out against the Senate health care proposal. He released a statement yesterday saying that the bill is not a full repeal and replacement of the Affordable Care Act. Senator Sasse says the Republican Senate plan is frustrating to conservatives, and it is mainly a Medicaid reform package. So Senate Republican leaders announced yesterday that they would be delaying the vote on the new health care bill until after the July 4th recess. And it's looking more and more like that border wall that the president promised will not stretch from sea to sea. Customs and Border Protection is planning a variety of methods to secure the border. The acting deputy commissioner told reporters yesterday it'll be more like a system of walls and technology, law enforcement, patrol roads, 130 miles of natural barriers, no structure at all. So
system of walls, huh?
Yes. Apparently, prototypes for the wall are scheduled to be delivered and start construction in September. And now it's possible to save your whole computer on the cloud. Google has a new drive update that allows users to back up full folders to the cloud.
What a terrible idea, though, if you lose it all, you know?
Yeah.
The safety of having everything up there, you know? I don't know.
I mean, I think it's great that you can go ahead. I mean, now it's been just like files. There's only like so much you can stuff up in the cloud. And, you know, you always wonder like, oh, God, what if something happens to my hard drive? Or, you know, let's say you're working on something.
Yeah, but my thing is, I mean, because I have a computer. I mean, regular computer, you know, and I don't do that iCloud stuff with the computer.
Yeah.
For the sake of, like Jeff said, losing it. I mean, that is like out of your control once you open up that window, right? And it's like, hey,
I mean, the theory that they're throwing out there is that you're just backing it up.
Yeah.
I mean, you have
it
backed up someplace, but...
Jeez, what if it got
the cloud? We've got that much room on the cloud.
Yeah, they're not going to charge for the 15 gigs, I guess.
Cloud.
But anything after that's going to cost a little bit, but
right.
Not much, you know.
I mean, I suppose if you have, you know, let's say you're, I don't know, working on some major document for work or something. I mean, it's kind of nice to know that there's another place that you can be like,
and you can
okay.
access it, you know, from other places. That's a good thing.
That's the big thing. Something on your hard drive where you're someplace else, you can remote access that to the cloud. So I don't know. I mean, I don't have a whole lot backed up on the cloud for the same reasons you guys are talking about. I'm like,
Mm-hmm.
And plus, like, Google, didn't you just get in trouble for poking through people's emails?
Exactly.
And you know, skewing search results so people only find... So, I mean, Google's not exactly what I would call, like, hey, friend. But I also...
We don't have heavy documents backed up, like, talk about farts on Tuesday.
We should have that backed up, Jeff. What if the grid goes down? Where is it? That is the one thing, though, it makes me remember, like, when's the last time you really backed up your hard drive? How often do you guys do it? Because it's a totally
never,
think about
ever,
it.
Ever, ever. Because I'm saying we don't do anything that needs to be backed up.
No.
It's
now,
literally
says,
all documents about talking about farts on Tuesday. I mean, none of us are doing anything. None of us are ever typing anything that ever should have been saved.
No.
The internet should start kicking it back and gagging and going,
no,
I'm not going to save this. This is all garbage.
Google says it does not scan the files for advertising purposes. I mean, just that fact that they're calling that out alone is like red flag. They're like, we promise we're not looking through your stuff. We're like, oh yeah, like our emails, whatever. The company's offering 15 gigabytes of storage for free and then has monthly payment plans if you need something bigger. So Americans, it's always the, you know, constant headline, the struggle about the fact that obesity in this country is a rising trend. Well, we may be imposing that now on our friendly companions. Our pets are getting fatter. There is a pet hospital state of the pet health report found a third of pets that came through the doors, this big pet hospital across the U.S., were overweight and even obese. The survey looked at 2.5 million dogs and 500,000 cats, and vets say that chubby pets aren't cute. They're at a higher risk for chronic diseases, and their owners often end up spending more at the vet, too. So there's something to be said
about walking
maybe
your dog.
Walking your dog, or, you know, that endless food bowl. A lot of times people just are like, I just leave it out.
Yeah.
Which it's fine. Yeah. I mean, I get that, like for trips and stuff like that. But, you know, the constant access, they really do say that, you know, you should have measured out food, that you shouldn't just train your animal to be a grazer.
Maybe.
As they say.
So your cat's not fat?
No,
he's not. I mean, he weighs 12 pounds.
Okay, is that pretty average then?
I think that's average. Right? Yeah. I mean, it's along those lines, like 9 to 12 is along the lines.
Okay.
He gets like two small wet, like the squishy food, we call them, those two little cans a day. And I occasionally give him dry food, but other than that, he's on a two small can deal per day.
Yeah.
But I just cat sat. I know this sounds so pathetic. I just cat sat, and my friend's like, yeah, our cat. And I didn't realize that. I was like, well, how much does he weigh? She's like 20 some pounds.
Jeez.
I'm like, damn.
So now,
like, it's not like a Maine Coon. Like, it's just a regular house cat that weighs 20 some pounds. I'm like, oh, that's a big cat.
Wow. That is a big fat cat.
Yes. I mean, and you see him and you're like, you are a chubby. I mean, and we all know that there are certain dogs and, you know, that look just like people that are probably more prone
to be.
Let's
not judge you guys. Seriously, y'all.
You guys, come on.
Let's make... Cat and dog health.
A priority.
Shaming.
Yeah, shame a thing. I've had people with fat dogs, cats. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Your dog's not fat at all.
No, I mean, she doesn't eat people food. I don't feed her that stuff. You know, she eats when she wants to eat, kind of. The other dog's kind of fat, but we've been walking him more often, so he's lost some weight. But I don't know. I guess the older they get, I just assume people aren't walking their dogs as much, maybe.
They're not getting as much exercise. I think that it's lack of exercise. And then it's also the food we feed them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, the diets that we feed our animals aren't necessarily diets that are good for their health, you know?
I don't know. I mean,
if you really break down what we're giving them, it's a lot of carbs and high fat, and then we're not running them. You know what I mean? Like, if you're just a house cat, or if you're just a dog that doesn't really get on regular walks, and you're eating all that grain filled stuff, and you're not ever running that stuff off.
Well, ridiculous.
Now, what's the secret to keeping your cat as healthy as it is? Since we're experts,
I don't know if my cat's healthy. I just listen to what the vet says about what I should be doing for his diet to help him stay healthy. I don't know. He still has his, you know, trust me, if you ask my husband, he's like, that cat is so fat.
Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
they all have the waddle.
Walk your cat, walk your dog.
Yeah, walk your cat. Get your cat walking. That's your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, thanks, Molly.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
4th of July. Can you forget
Explosion
that?
Explosion Central.
God, I'm. They're just blowing them up like crazy in the neighborhood already. And I get it. What is the curfew till 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
Everyone's been pretty cool this year. You know, there hasn't been anyone going past 11. But my dog goes crazy. And that's just the problem that I deal with every year. I wish it was like a metal box I can entomb her in. Or they're saying, I just do research online. They say give them, Benadryl or something.
Benadryl.
Like
I was just going to ask if that took the edge off for her, the Benadryl. And you said that the squeeze vest doesn't work anymore?
It works good, but it doesn't. I mean, of course you want 100%. And when you have a dog that's yapping, and Jeff's been around my dog before, when she goes, she goes. You
but
know,
she's yapping at anything.
No, not so much anymore because she's older, you know.
But she's a border collie,
yeah.
I'm saying.
You know, so it's like I'm trying to be positive with her and just be like, hey, Wrigley, it's okay. Where in the past, I'd yell at her.
Well, I mean, I'm saying for the record, for the record, your dog is the most high-strung dog I've ever met in my entire life.
Yeah, you must not have met many dogs. She's not that strong
well,
anymore.
Well, no, back in the day, you know. She just
back in the day, yeah.
Barked yeah. nonstop.
That's like 8 years ago. I mean, maybe 5 years ago. Now
well,
she's...
Don't get defensive. I'm just saying, I mean, your dog used to bark.
Yeah.
She might have just worn out her bark box.
That and old.
She's exhausted.
She's yeah. just exhausted.
She's like, I'm too tired to bark.
I mean, border collies are the smartest dogs out there, so they're aware. They're yeah. basically, the bark is an alert.
Yeah.
And so your dog spent the majority of her life trying
alerting.
To get people's attention, and no one has been listening to her.
Well, I'm listening now, Jeff. Damn it, and it's not working, you know, so.
And so she has
I don't know.
A firework sweater.
Yeah, she has one of those.
Yeah, the squeeze sweaters. I thought that those were.
But she's not wearing it.
No, she's wearing it. I said it's working okay, but not 100%.
I mean,
like
yeah.
you want it.
She wearing it.
I mean, she's wearing it right now. Wearing
really?
It right
so they wear it
now.
24/7? I mean,
yeah.
how does.
This is a tough week, though, I think, for a lot of animals. It's tough. I mean, they don't understand. I mean, there's no way of explaining or preparing them. Suddenly, there's loud sounds
but it's weird,
know, continually from the sky.
There's like Simon. We have another dog. He didn't care. There's other dogs that just don't care. You know?
I think it's the breed of the dog.
It's just,
I'm sure the border collie looks at the other dog like, you're a moron. Why are you not reacting to the giant explosions happening? I mean, your border collie's like, don't you question that? Aren't you afraid the city's under attack?
Simon is a little slow.
And the other right. dog's like, dude, I just want some Alpo, and I'm trying to lick my butt. I mean, why are you asking all these questions? And your dog's like, why aren't you asking any questions?
You're right.
Why aren't these humans asking questions?
Yeah, she's like that with swimming. She doesn't want people going into a lake or a pool. She's like that with... I guess you're right with strangers that come, and she hates the mailman. She's developed that. I don't know how the hell that even came about.
Oh, that struggle is real.
Well, I live in an apartment forever
yeah.
with her, you know.
She never had access.
No.
And then all of a sudden she's like, wait a minute, someone comes up to the door every day and screws with something on the house?
Yeah.
Oh, that's got to make her absolutely mm-hmm. bananas.
Yeah. Well, happy 4th of July. It just sucks. She loses hair. She gets stressed.
Do you have a basement? You know. I mean, have you tried like keeping her down in the basement with like the TV going where maybe she can't hear it as loudly? I know
yeah,
some
I've
people
tried
have
it
done
all.
That.
You know, they just have such good hearing. You know, mm-hmm. dogs can hear and smell anything, you know that. So it's like it doesn't matter really what you do.
What about earmuffs?
They do have dog earmuffs. I looked it up. Yeah.
I was going to say, it seems stupid. Like something that they would have. Like, you know, you see them for kids when they go to concerts. Like, is there something for dogs? Though that's got to probably flip them out in the sense of like, I can't hear. Everything sounds muffled. Oh, no, I'm losing that.
Can you warm them up to it by, you know, playing?
I tried that already.
Like a low-volume fireworks track. So it's not loud, but it's kind of a pop, 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 pop. And that starts to seem a little bit normal. It's just not loud.
This past weekend, I guess Sunday night, I figured I'd just try to introduce her to it a little bit and light some fireworks off, you know, some of those rockets that I love. And it just made it worse. The thing that I was lighting it with, you know how you have those, like, those like Bic lighters thing that you light fires with or whatever. Now she hates that thing.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so that's what I'm dealing with. So she looks at that thing as if that's the starter of all problems. So yeah.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Well, have you reached out to your out to your dog expert friend?
No, not yet. He's busy. But I reached out to my vet yesterday and. Oh, I'm sure they're busy with everything. They just said they'd call me back, never called me back. So now, of course, I'm like, I need a new vet.
So are
you're
you
putting
gonna,
them on blast.
Are you doing a fireworks display?
No, my neighbors are. My neighbors are hardcore. They have this pole they installed in their yard, I guess, years ago. It's like a old phone pole or something, and it's cut off at the top, right? So it's flat. Well, it's probably about 30 feet up in the air or something. So they raise a pumpkin and watermelon up there with some major fireworks in it, and they blow it to hell. So the next day or two, I'm picking out watermelon pumpkins out of the yard and off top of cars and everything. So it'll be fun. Happy 4th of July.
Woo-hoo.
All right, we got celebrity news coming up. Molly, what do you got?
Bachelor in Paradise has a new rule that they're hoping will save them from a future scandal. It's pretty interesting. And find out what OG Fast and Furious member is saying that they might have to leave the franchise if things don't change. Coming up next.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Streaming live worldwide, 24 hours a day. Log on out.
Check it out.
Channel941.com.
Well, it would appear that Bachelor in Paradise feels like they maybe need to set some rules moving forward. Following accusations of sexual misconduct on the set, you know, they suspended production for a while, but they did a little internal investigation and the production company said that they found no wrongdoing. So Bachelor in Paradise is back on with a 2-drink-per-hour rule.
How grimy.
Funny.
Yeah. No.
How grimy, slimy, but I guess I'm sure they're like striking while the iron is hot.
Yep. A 2-drink-an-hour limit. The crew and bartenders on set have been instructed to monitor the drinking levels of the cast. The change comes as part of a, quote, broader effort by producers to keep a tighter rein on the activities of the contestants so no alcohol shenanigans can happen moving forward.
Now the show's just going to be boring.
I was going to
say. They're all going to be sober. Everybody's going to have their wits about them.
Reality shows, they just pour booze on them. And they, like, notoriously on all those shows, the way they were able to control, like, the real world on all those shows is they would say, okay, as long as you guys go to this bar, if you're at that bar, you drink for free.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah.
That's how they always got them funneled.
Okay.
Those college kids, like, the real world, you know, they're broke. They don't have any money.
Yeah.
So instead of a camera crew chasing them around, they're like, look, as long as you go to that bar, everything's paid for.
So that was their hangout. Okay, now Jersey Shore did that because, yeah, you're right. Okay, because they had that one bar they went to all the time, that club. So,
but everybody on those shows are like, they always push alcohol. Like producers would come on the set and be like, you guys.
Drink.
Why aren't we drinking?
Why are you being such fun haters?
Yeah.
Come on, chug, 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 chug.
Well, it just seems rolling. Like Bachelor in Paradise would be driven by drinking, but now it's 2 an hour. That's,
I thought that
right,
was
Jeff,
really
boring.
The thing that was so grimy about it is it's 2 drinks. It's not like a 1 drink per hour, which, you know, everybody says, in, you know, like, especially for drinking and driving purposes, they're always like, you know, 1 drink an hour, space them out. I love it. The fact that they're like 2 drinks an hour.
Maybe America needs to see that. It'll be edited for time. But
yes.
Let's see a reality show where maybe it's the Amish. There's no drinking.
Yeah.
But it's a dating show.
Oh, wow.
And that's how they pitch it.
Awkward
paradise
moments.
The most beautiful people, you sell all the good stuff and then you go
sober
but no alcohol. I mean, and those people are all 100% douchebags.
I was gonna say,
so those poor ladies have to listen to these douchebag guys without the boozy
without the booze buffer.
Nope, no booze buffer. You're gonna have to listen to that guy's story going, and I actually got bigger.
Yeah.
With that workout.
Those guys probably have never
shirt
really...
Shirt lifted up, showing you... She's like, yeah, I saw your abs. You showed me your abs like four times.
17 times. And you're not drunk and you're still acting like this. Like, that's the thing. You're still being a total D-bag, but you're sober. So you can't even blame this on, like, I've had 1 too many Mick Ultras. Woo!
Yeah.
Because those kind of guys, you know, with the workout, they got to keep the carbs down.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Rodriguez has said, she revealed yesterday that she may exit the Fast and Furious franchise.
No way.
If the ladies don't start getting more love in the next few films. She put out a photo collage, and it said F8, so Furious 8, Fast and Furious 8. F8 is out digitally today. I hope they decide to show some love to the women of the franchise on the next one, or I just might have to say goodbye to a loved franchise.
Eight movies.
Yes.
Like, we used to joke about that, like, Friday the 13th movies.
Yes.
How many were there?
Or Freddy Krueger. Or any of those, like, where you were just like, you can't reinvent the wheel 8 times, but they have.
But it's a paycheck, right? I mean, that's a.
Oh, yeah.
For Michelle Rodriguez, that's.
We don't blame them. We're blaming the people who keep buying tickets and going.
The judgment.
Shame on you.
The shame stick is being shook your way.
Now, since there have been 8 of them, it's understandable that plenty of us have broke it in half.
Yeah.
Maybe the first Fast and the Furious was Fast and the Furious 6.
I tried watching.
People who have gone to all 8, they've done 8 of these.
Yeah, you're
who makes 6 their first one? I mean, I think that that's just, you know it's going to be watered down goods at that point.
Well, I tried watching it one this year, actually, Ellie and I decided we'll just try to see what it's all about. And they don't really go Fast and Furious 3. So we had accidentally got into one that was way ahead. So then you're instantly lost. You know, they don't number every single one of them.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I feel like a lot of that stuff, I mean, you got to go with the original content in order to drive you in. Now, Michelle Rodriguez is part of the OG. I mean, she is
the OG.
Old, the original. Yeah. I mean,
Original gangster.
But the deal is that I guess she feels as though maybe the ladies aren't getting enough. Hey, and, you know, I mean, they had Charlize Theron in this last one. I feel like they're, you know, maybe trying to get more strong female elements in the Fast and the Furious.
Are you guys going to watch it?
Technically, there were 12 Alien movies.
Oh, God, really?
If you Alien, like, Aliens, if you bring everything in. So Alien, Aliens, Predator, Predator 2, Alien 3, Alien Resurrection, Alien, Predator Requiem, Predators, Prometheus, Alien Covenant, The Predator. That's what they're saying. Because they're making another Predator movie that which comes out next year. That would be 12.
Would Predator? No, Predator's but Predator's different than Alien.
No, they link him in.
Oh, really?
Well, if it's an alien Predator, but just Predator,
they link him
no.
back since the moment they did Aliens versus Predator
is when
they bring
them
all together.
That's not fair. I think that's a stretch.
Why?
Well, that would only only take out Predator and Predator 2, so it would still be 10 movies.
Okay.
That's fine. 10 I get, but like Predator and Predator 2, I've seen Predator and Predator 2, and they're completely independent.
Yeah, but they link together in the end.
No, they link together later.
They've been 12 Friday the 13th.
12 of them. Why do they do 13?
So I guess we can't really tease.
How can they do
Fast and the Furious that much? Because 8 is like little.
We can tease. Let's tease.
It's a baby. It's just a baby franchise. Oh, you're just 8. Oh, you're so little.
Really?
It's a car movie. How many car chases can we... How can you reinvent the car chase 8 times?
I'm getting worn out by his TV ads.
Oh,
he's like, he's a car ad.
And then they did the flip.
He
he's
goes,
the bad
it's
guy
all
now.
About family. I'm like, you have stretched out the value of the word family. Vin Diesel is starting to turn the word family into a useless term like barbecue sauce.
Yeah, his best role ever was Guardians of the Galaxy. So,
his family.
Yeah, family.
You mean you don't think Olive Garden had already maybe dinged up the whole, like, when you're here, your family?
I love that.
He's just piling on.
This is family. I'm like, how are you sitting in a rumbling car have anything to do with family?
Family.
How many now? Is there 8?
8. But they have, you know, but the thing is that 9 and 10 are already in the pipeline.
Yeah.
So Fast and the Furious 9 and 10 already scheduled. 9 is going to be released in 2019, and Fast and the Furious 10 is coming out in 2021.
And if Michelle Rodriguez has her way, there's going to be some girl on girl.
Sweet.
I mean, I think there's an audience for that. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios. On Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.